Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and y'all have to excuse my voice tonight. I caught a little head cold, and I'm very congested, but the show must go on. I want to give a shout-out to Jacqueline Smith for being understanding for tonight, and also to our guest of the evening, which is Mr. Edvin, and we're going to have him on, and we're going to be talking to him. So for all those who want to speak with him, you can definitely dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live and talking to him. So I'm really excited tonight because I listened to his music for the first time, and I was just like, wow, he really can sing. So, I mean, it's rare. I mean, I do tons and tons of interviews, but it's really rare when you find someone that really, like, has that swag, as they say. So, again, for all those who want to dial in at 818-495-6975. For all my little shy babies out there, you can definitely tweet me at IntuneShow and let me know what you guys want to say because I have my screen up and I'll be waiting for you guys, or you can join the chat room and voice your opinion there, and I will keep you anonymous if that's what your pleasure is. So without further ado, I'm going to bring him on and let him, you know, I don't want to kill him with me talking, and I don't want to kill you guys with me talking. I definitely want him to come on so he could talk you to death. So without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Gibson. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. You're sounding well tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're not feeling too well.
Yeah, it's crazy, but we're not even going to focus on me. You know, I was kind of scared. I was like, you know, maybe I should just reschedule everything or whatever. But I'm like, no. This right here, I had to talk to him because, again, I've been listening to your tracks ever since they were sent to me. And I'm just like, wow, this is good. I'm into this.
Wow, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that. I really, really do. I feel that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said again, for everyone who's getting in tune with you on the Intune Show for the first time, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a musician. Music is what I really love to do. I'm a singer, songwriter, entertainer, basically. Recently, I've signed with label Straight Rider Entertainment. That has become a home to me. And they welcomed me into their record label, and they've been very, very, very kind to me and have helped get me to another level. You know, they've gotten me to another level with trying to reach a whole different public, a different audience. And, you know, I've been doing this for a while now. And, you know, basically just like everyone else, I started out by myself, just writing songs to instrumentals and trying to find out who I am as an artist. And, you know, through that journey, going through the ups and downs. So basically, I'm just a singer-songwriter trying to get that music out there, that the thing that I love to do.
Exactly. And I'm so excited that you are doing this because, like I said again, music is not like it used to be, and I come from the old school. I don't want to tell my age, so, you know, for each generation, it's an old school. So I'm going to just say that. So this is definitely, like, enlightening and spiritually, like, fulfilling to hear R&B music, you know, sung the way that you, you know, do your thing. So I'm definitely excited about it all. So for someone that, you know, never heard your music before, never heard your name before, how would you describe your music, yourself, and everything that you just said about being a songwriter, et cetera, in like five words, if it could be just like profound, what would you say about yourself as a whole in five words?
I just think just real music, real clean music from the heart, basically. That's what I really want to put out there. And I'm glad that you touched on a lot of things that I represent, actually. You talked about how music is not how it used to be, which is very true, unfortunately. Music has taken some turns. And I think that when I'm making a song, I always think about the fact that I want to always think about the core ingredients of a song, which is a good melody, a good message, and a simple beat, and you know, and a clean message at that, and I emphasize that. So that's what I look at when I want to make music. I think, you know, that's what I want to put out there. That's the kind of music I want people to hear from me. That's what I want to represent me. So when you say that, I'm like, wow, I'm sorry.
Definitely. So that's also good to hear that you want to put out clean, you know, music that's, you know, soulful and people can relate to it. Because, you know, I can't stand, like, having a good beat that's being played, and I'm like, wow, this is a good beat. But then when you hear the words, it's not relatable to me. So it totally shuts me down. And I'm like, yeah, the song is okay. Everybody else is popping and locking it to it. But I'm like, why? It has no flow. It's just a beat. So definitely, you know, again, and I might sound like a broken record, but I'm excited about the fact that, you know, you and I are now connected. And I'm sure that other people that hear your music and will hear your music going forward will be just as excited if they know what good music is. Let's just say that. No offense to anyone, of course. But, yeah, that's how I feel about it.
You know, that so, right now, it's like, it's really a hard task to do that because, you know, if you're not doing what everybody else doing and you take a chance and go back to the roots of things, sometimes you kind of feel like it's not going to work or people are not going to catch on to it because it's not – pop locking and all this other stuff right off the bat, you know. But like I say, when you think about the bare components of a song, it's the basic. You can't really go wrong with that, you know, because that's what music is really all about. You know, it's always going to come back to that anyway, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You are so right about that. And that's why I interview people like you, because I need people to understand that, you know, this is where it all started from. So this is music. So for all those young there who are on their journey and trying to find their way in the music business or just, you know, living through their talents, whether it's through acting and performing, whatever it is that someone do, I want people like you on to let them know, set that path for them, to let them know that, like, hey, listen, this is where music is, but this is what music is really about. You know, this is where it all stems from. So it's imperative to me to have people like yourself on. And why people like, oh, Miss P, why are you interviewing Stephanie Mills? And I'm like, are you kidding me? What do you mean, why? That should be a no-brainer. Wow. You know what I mean?
That is definitely a no-brainer. I mean, Stephanie Mills, man. Man, come on. You know, hey, that is definitely a no-brainer. Stephanie Mills, she's a legend.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So this is all about you. So we're going to redirect this. You know, I can go on with you forever, and we can definitely have conversations going forward. But right now we're going to stick to the main thing of it all, and I'm going to jump right back in. So what do your family do to encourage you with your music? Because I see on your Twitter, you know, you have some pictures of your, you know, your son and yourself, and I think that's another awesome quality about yourself, Mr. Gibson, to say that, you know, he is family-orientated. So that also brings me closer to your music. But what do your family do to encourage you through your journey?
Well, I have a very, very strong group and network of family and friends that support what I do, because one thing that I've always done is support people. And in this life, you know, we have to support each other. We have to be there for each other. And that's one thing I make very clear with my friends and family is, like, no matter what it is that you do, I always stand beside you and try to support you to move you to another level, because we have to support each other. And I think that because that energy I give out, that's the energy I get in. And that's also the stuff that I give for my kids to see, my son and my daughter. I have a son and a daughter. You know, they see me working hard. They don't see me just sitting here and say, oh, I want to do this and that. No, they see the hard work I put into everything. And they're young, they're 8 and 5, but I can tell that they really get it. They really get it. And they often tell me, Dad, you work so hard, you know, at this, and I know it's going to work for you. So they give me so much support, and the looks in their face when they see things that I do or when they hear things I do, it makes me feel really great, you know. It makes me want to go and continue to do what I'm doing. So they give me support in ways that I'm sure they may not even understand. So, and when I think of not even just my kids, but my sisters and my brothers, my aunts and uncles, and I can just go down a long list of friends and people who have supported me, and it's just like amazing, because it's like the energy I get in is the energy I give out. And I have nothing but respect for that, you know. Like even the show you have going on right now, like you're telling me about how you like interviewing people who talk about real music that have meanings and messages. And to me, I'm like, wow, that is amazing. It's rare right now, and I'm so supportive of that. You know, I definitely am so supportive of that, because it's definitely something that's needed. Yeah, absolutely. As something that's needed. So, you know, I just try to remain positive, because it's enough negativity in what we do already. It's enough negativity. To me, it's easier to, it's easier for a person to latch on to negativity because it's so easy. I think the harder thing is actually trying to embrace positivity, because positivity is not something that's just always there for you. You have to sometimes find it in situations.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'd rather go the hard route and find positivity than embrace negativity.
Absolutely. Very well stated, actually, and I agree with you wholeheartedly in terms of it's always harder to be positive than it is to be negative for some odd reason. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, thus is life, and it's imperative, again, that, you know, us as a people, for the ones that's out there, kind of like just keep honing in on just doing the best you can to add to the flavor of the world, you know, and hopefully that, like you said, it'll go from your children to their children and on and on and on, and that's the only thing that we could do. So if I could take the world and shake them by their heads all at one time, then it would definitely be a shake-up going on. But unfortunately, it's not that way. So, you know, through this platform, I just try to encourage and uplift and empower the best way I can. And not only do I try to, you know, do that, it also gives me back that same thing. Uplift and empowers me, and it causes me to be hungry to just go out there and reach other people. So again, this is a blessing to me to have you on and speaking the way you are speaking, and you know, just coming from where you're coming from is all exciting to me, so I'm with it too. So thank you again for just being awesome, because you know, it's not too many of us out there that's like that. But again, I, like I said, I can talk, and I don't want to do that, because, you know, this is not about how I feel. Everyone who tunes in knows this already. But anyway, is there any genre of music that you can't stand to listen to?
That I can't stand to listen to? Honestly, I can say there's not any type of music that I can't stand to listen to. There are things that I don't like to listen to. Surprisingly, a lot of records with a lot of vulgar language in it, and I don't really like it because of the fact, one is because I have kids, and I like to have music that we all can listen to, and plus I don't feel like it's a productive route in music. I mean, everybody can say things in a form of art. You can say whatever you want to in the form of art, you know, and sometimes it takes that to really get the point across, but sometimes overkill into the point where that's all the song is about is just not necessary, you know. So,
no, it's true.
Yeah, I don't bash it, because, you know, some people like that and that's their life, but it's not one that I can honestly say I can appreciate. I think that, to me, I feel like music should have some type of mystery in it, so that it can apply to more than just one type of person. Like, I like to write songs where one situation may mean one thing to one person, but means something totally different to another. You got to leave that mystery in there so that people can relate from different, different viewpoints. They can all kind of relate to the music that you're writing. I really believe in that. It's a formula that I've kept. I won't say that it's proven to be a winning formula, because, you know, I haven't met my full potential yet, but at the same time, it's not something I'm willing to compromise as of yet. because I feel like we have to have that mystery in music. And I remember a long time ago when I first started creating songs, and I would just write songs and just write the songs and have the melodies going, and they'd just be the same melody. And even though in my mind I'm thinking, oh, this is such a big time thing, I remember stumbling across another producer. I believe it was a producer, a keyboard player. Can't exactly remember what he did, but he was like, I like your ideas. It's very good, but you have to take the listeners somewhere else. You have to take them somewhere different. You have to give them a little bit of mystery in this, you know, change it up a little bit somewhere. And boy, did he open my eyes to a whole nother world. And I really like that, because it made me see that, you know, you don't have to come out and say what it is that you're trying to say in a record just by saying it. You can actually take people places and put it, and hide it behind a really good lyric and let them apply their thoughts to it and process it the way they want to process it. And then the result is they'll be touched by the record themselves, you know?
Absolutely. So as you were coming on for us to have a little powwow, I was playing a track, Instant Fire. And I was also in the process before the show of looking at the video, and I just was like giddy, like a little girl in the school, like, hey, you know, it's a video to this. When you hear your track being played, how does it make you feel?
Oh, wow. It makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel like I have, I've actually done something towards the purpose of what I'm doing. It makes me feel like, I mean, come on, I sit here, I write a song. I don't know what's going to happen to the song when I record it. I don't know what's going to happen next. I just know that I like it, and I hope people like it. So when I sit there and I hear it on the radio, or I get feedback on it, or it's like amazing to me. It's like, I'm so blessed, you know, like hearing that when I called in and I heard my song playing, I'm like, wow, somebody's actually listening. the song, it became number one on some radio stations, and I went to do an interview there, and I had the headphones on during the interview, and they were playing the song, and I was like, oh my God, it sounds so good on radio. And I'm like, it's actually me, you know? Wow. Like, my manager was in there recording me, like, bobbing my head, and just, he thought it was so funny. But it was just like one of those experiences where this is really going on right now, you know? And people were calling in saying they liked the song, and I was like, wow. It just makes you feel really, really good, and it motivates you. I can't describe the feeling. It's really a great feeling. It's just like bake the cake, and everybody's like, oh, it's so delicious, and they eat it all, you know? I don't exactly know.
That was a good analogy. It was perfect.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. It's just, I would assume that just like that, because my baking cake skills are not all that great.
Exactly. That's why I was like, that was perfect, because I can't do anything in the kitchen besides wash a dish. So, yeah, I totally get it. If I make something and it comes out good, then I'm like, yay, they ate it and they didn't die, you know, on top of that, you know. So it's two pluses.
Oh, wow. You know, you said a whole lot there. You said a whole lot.
If anyone find any dead family members, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. But, yeah. So tell me, you have been songwriting for a very long time, and you also sold like 5,000 CDs plus. I'm sure that hasn't even been updated, so I know that we're in the plus zone right there. So, I mean, writing everything for your first project, was there like writer block? Were you like, oh my God, or did it just like flow and you were just like astounded at the fact that it was just like so free flowing?
Well, I put a lot of work into what I did. I was very shocked, to be honest with you. And, you know, you got some people who are very, you know, they pretty much are very boastful about the things they do. I'm actually one of those people who I just like to do what I do, you know, and I just wanted to put something out, basically, in the past. So when that happened, it was like, wow, you know, and I got to do the tour in Japan. I was like, wow, this is crazy, you know. So it's just every opportunity that presented itself, because the thing is with me, I could have gotten offered to do a show with just 10 people, or I could have sold just a CD. It would have been such a great honor to me, because when God gives you a gift and you're able to be, you're able to go out and use that gift, it doesn't matter how small or big that platform is. Every chance you get to do it, the opportunity you get to do it, it actually is something walking in the right direction, and it's elevating to you. So to me, no matter how big or how small the accomplishment is, it's always such a great feeling. Like this interview right now, even in itself, I'm like, wow, you know, I'm being blessed or some, you know, to have the opportunity to do this. So everything to me is just a blessing. And if we take and we look at, sometimes we can often take for granted the things we have, or like, oh, well, I'm not here yet, I'm not there yet. We forget to enjoy the journey, because we never know where it's going to end. That may be the height of where you're going to go. So I always say enjoy the moment, the journey, enjoy it. I'm enjoying this, you know.
Absolutely. So we have a caller on the line, and I hate to intervene, but we're going to take a quick call. 803, you're on the line. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Can we get your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Tasha Moore. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yay. is there anything you want to say to Mr. Gibson tonight?
Yes, oh my God, I'm so happy this is Evan Gibson on the phone. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking with him.
I think you know me.
I totally love your music. Oh my God, I follow you on YouTube, and I mean, I just love your music. I love Instant Fire. Can I ask him some questions or?
Yeah, sure. You can ask him a question.
Oh, okay. I just want to find out. Did you actually write the song Instant Fire?
Thank you so much, by the way. Instant Fire.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you for your music.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh my God.
Instant Fire is definitely a song I wrote, and I wrote it some time ago. Actually, I wrote it about being in love and having that feeling that, you know, when you touch someone from their soul. So it's one of those songs I really felt like a lot of people could relate to. So,
Oh my God.
I did write it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice song. I really love the song. Are you going to have any music that's going to be being released anytime soon?
Definitely. We just wrapped up a record, and it's coming out at the beginning of next year. I don't know the title of it yet. We don't have the title just yet, but I do know that it's going to be some really good records on there, really good songs on there, and I'm looking forward to getting it out there to you guys.
Great, and I'm really looking forward to getting a copy of it. What advice would you have to like a young like an upcoming young artist who's trying to be a singer?
Advice I would have would be to not to worry too much about what other people say about you, and believe in your talent, believe in yourself, invest in yourself, and think of it, realize how far you want to go with it. If it's something you want to do just for fun, that's fine. But if you really want to make this something you really want to do, you got to look at it as a business, you know? But just basically be encouraged, because there's really a lot of people that are not always on your side out there. So just be encouraged and try and look at the positive of it, definitely. And be dependable.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Ms. Morris. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right, you too. Thanks, Evan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, awesome. So, Ms. Morris, you know, my parting questions. So thank you for that, Ms. Morris. You know, she took my last couple of questions. You know, it's all good. She might be a radio host on the low, you know, coming and messing up my interview. But nah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much, Ms. Moore, for calling in and supporting his music because it is awesome. But again, you know, you said you have a project that you're working on and you can't release it right now. What do you want people to, you know, keep track of you at, like your website, your social media, you know, music that you have out now that you want people to start listening to for those who are gaining for the first time on you? Tell us everything where we can stay connected with you.
Definitely. The website, my website right now is evangibson.com. I think they're going to be updating that very soon. But it has the links to all my social media. So I tweet sometimes, I try to, and I'm on Facebook, you know, you'll see me doing my shows. I have a fan page on there too. So definitely you want to stay in touch with me through my website, and you can see all the links there. And of course, you know, outlets like this, you know, but definitely pump my music, you know, or share it, inbox me, comment, tell me what you think, what you feel. I'm definitely open to hearing that, you know, and like the call I just got, that made me feel so good that, you know, somebody's actually paying attention. And
yeah.
I get that a lot. So I'm very, very thankful. Very thankful.
Absolutely. I mean, this is not our last rendezvous. I just want you to know that. And, you know, for all those who have those crazy minds, know this piece not being fresh. Okay, I'm just saying that we will have Mr. Gibson back on the show for a follow-up because I do want to gain more insight on your upcoming project when it launches and keep tabs on you in the sense that, you know, I want to constantly update our 96K supporters on you, you know.
Absolutely.
So we definitely want to stay in the loop, and if there's ever any music that you want us to put into rotation, we definitely welcome in that. And we're family now, so you definitely stay in contact with us so we can keep our listeners in tune. So I just want to thank you for being understanding. I want to thank you for being amazing. I want to thank you for putting out music that I myself, who likes nothing, can relate to and will be jamming to my iPod. And I'm definitely going to ask my belly dancing class, can we even play it? You know, because we got to do our little sways and our little things. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to show y'all that I could do this, okay?
You're going to have to put that on YouTube for me. I got to see it.
Exactly.
I got to see it.
Exactly. I'm going to get it all together. I'm going to have the whole class get it all together. This is, hey, we're going to do it. You see how people be taking songs and jamming to them and putting it on YouTube. That's happening.
Yeah.
So y'all look out for that.
I'm going to be looking out for it, for sure.
Yes, definitely. So thank you so much. Again, we're family, so don't make me stalk you. Don't do it, because I will.
Nah, I got you. We are definitely family. I really appreciate the love, and I really appreciate the conversation we had. And thank you so much for having me be a part of your show. Definitely a blessing.
Well, it's a blessing for me as well. You have a great evening, and we'll be talking.
You too. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Yeah, guys, so he is amazing, as I knew he would be after listening to his music. I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Moore for calling in and asking questions and killing my last three main questions. Thank you, girl. Don't call back in. No, I'm just kidding. Call back in anytime and listen, because we are on iTunes. You can go sign up to our website at theintuitshow.com and, you know, get our, you know, junk mail. It's only once a month. It's a newsletter keeping you guys updated on what's going on the Intune Show, or you can download our app on Marketplace on your Droid or iPhone to stay in tune on the go. This link with Mr. Evan Gibson will be archived in about like 15 minutes, so you definitely can check him out on his website again, or his social media is there, but definitely check out his video too, you know, instant fire. I'm about to go jam that a little bit and grab something to eat, and I'll be kicking it with you babies later. Hopefully I won't be sounding like a man all week. This code has to go. So again, guys, I'm going to leave you with, you know, stay in tune, because I want to stay in tune with you. Until next time, babies, have a good night. Ciao now. In tune, blog talk.
brains, beauty, all that real talk. Don't miss it, you better get the time right. This the place to be for all the unsigned hype. You a hardcore artist or songbird. Contact Miss P, get your song heard. At 818-495-6975, and that's live. I show her love cause she do it for the people. Blog Talk Station, there is no others equal. That's why I'm throwing in tuned up. These other stations need a tune up, Miss.